So we'll start with the sitting. Sometimes I find it helpful at the beginning of a sitting to just be with myself in a really simple way. Kind of just reminding myself here in this room, not trying to attend to anything in particular except feeling into the experience in the most simple way. And it kind of feels at times like there's a gathering and arriving. That I don't have to force, but just can be present while it's almost like the mind collects itself. Resting here. And being willing to be here with the gathering, with the arriving. And then, as there's some more sense of a collection, a gathering, a feeling of being here, checking in for whether there's tension in the body. And exploring, relaxing. Often just that reminding, kind of at the intention or the invitation to relax. And seeing what happens is there's an invitation for the body to relax. I notice sometimes as there's a little bit more relaxation in body, there's a little more sense of arrival, of gathering. And so just noticing what's happening for you. As there's a checking in and an exploration of relaxation of body. Maybe too, the mind can relax. If Gill's analogy of relaxing the brain is helpful, remembering that, maybe the brain can relax. And shifting, attuning to awareness. Awareness has been functioning while exploring relaxation. This is more of a kind of a perspective shift, noticing the awareness. It's not that you have to try to do it, but it's more of a recognition, aware. We can encourage the awareness, make a little bit of gentle, persistent effort to support the momentum of mindfulness with reminding ourselves aware of what? We can use those questions as a form of prompting. And as there's a little more presence, as the awareness is gaining in momentum, that very prompting can feel and may well be in the way. And so there's some exploration we can make about how to tune the level of effort. We make to support, encourage awareness. One simple thing is to simply back off on frequency of reminding ourselves. Feeling into riding the wave of mindfulness, like that scooter analogy. Aware. Feeling the awareness. Recognizing the awareness. And perhaps noticing when it gets a little wobbly. And then reminding again. Aware. Sometimes just the reminding of awareness is enough. You don't have to also check in what's the what is obvious as we it's already obvious perhaps as we notice aware. Familiar, getting familiar with that feeling or the experience of being aware. As there's a little more momentum of awareness, sometimes a little less effortful, rather than a checking, am I aware, or a reminding about awareness is simply the recognition already aware that recognition kind of can enliven the experience. It has a little bit less of an effortful quality. It's more of a acknowledging awareness is here, already aware. Curiosity, interest about experience is another support for the momentum of mindfulness. What's here? What is the relationship? What else is happening? Are you aware? Maybe you're already aware. And aware of what is happening. Another support for mindfulness that can be support the continuity, support the momentum. Is reminding ourselves of wisdom that we know, of Dharma wisdom. This is nature. This is already here, already happening. And this is impermanent, ephemeral. Essentially, this practice is very, very simple. Are you aware? Recognizing what awareness knows. And curiosity about the relationship, how I am in relationship to what is happening.